In today's podcast, we remember the God who saved and that he hasn't changed. Hey there. Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, I love looking forward and anticipating problems and making plans on how to potentially solve them. I love focusing on ways to grow and improve so I can be best prepared for what life and the Lord throws at me. However, one thing that I often forget is to spend time celebrating and reflecting not on where I've fallen in the past, but on where God has rescued me or showed me his amazing favor and grace. That's a problem, as my lack of celebration can easily become a lack of gratitude and always looking forward to what God is going to do next. Sometimes you need to start with stopping and remembering what God has done, right? So that way you can get through those hard days and remember that better days are possible and that they're even likely to come again. What if God would actually inspire an entire chapter of the Bible for encouraging you, right? You and I, to remember his faithfulness of old and look forward to his promises for tomorrow. All this so that we would trust him in the midst of difficult seasons. And well, he actually did that multiple times, and one of those is Jeremiah 31. After exiling his people in Babylon because of their idolatry and sinfulness, God actually sends word through the prophet Jeremiah to encourage the people. In Jeremiah 30, God reminds the people of their sin and why they were punished. But he also reminds them that they are still his children, and kind of even gives off that older brother vibe. You know, the kind where the older brother kind of inflicts something on a younger brother, but comes to the rescue of the younger one if someone outside of the family is coming at them. God talks of his harsh yet necessary discipline of the people, but also talks about rescuing and protecting them from those who would come against them. Then in epic fashion, we have Jeremiah 31, where God reminds them of his continual goodness, right? How he's always been faithful to his people. He says, they found grace in the wilderness. When they sought the rest of the Lord showed up. He says that they will be built up again, that they will dance again, they will plant vineyards again and enjoy fruit. God gives them shades of what he's done and then showers them with reminders of what he's always promised his people. And then he makes it specific to that generation. Verse 28, he says, and it shall come to pass that as I have watched over them to pluck up and break down, to overthrow, destroy, and bring harm, so I will watch over them and build, or watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord. You guys, God disciplines his children in his vast love for us. And the same God that breaks down in order to strengthen us, he does just that. He builds us up. He encourages us. He's doing this all to prepare us to live life abundantly and with him. So we need to take the reminders today that that same God that was with us in so many situations in the past, so many places of pain and despair, that when he showed up, that same God is still there in the midst of our current struggle, in the midst of the places where we might even be still dealing with the consequences of our actions. He's still there. And he is promising that as we persevere through whatever the situation is, whatever the trial is, that in due time, he will lift us up. He will rebuild again. He will allow us to experience the flourishing that he has planned for his people. So for us, it is just to remember in the midst that that same God is making a way for our tomorrow. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for just your work that you've done in our lives. We thank you for the history that you've written of your faithfulness, of your love, your steadfast love for us. Father God, we thank you for moments where we can stop in our journey and just reflect on your goodness. Continue to remind us in the midst of our difficulties that the same God that disciplines us is the one who restores us, who redeemed us, and who continues to save. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, all right, you guys, that is another episode on the 5 by the Fire podcast. I hope today you take some moments, maybe even right after listening and watching this, to just stop and reflect on the specific places where God has saved you, where he's rescued you, where he's plucked you out of darkness. If we don't celebrate, like, we're going to actually take the stumble and the fall, take the trip down into the depths of despair too easily, because we will forget of all of his goodness. So remind yourself today, encourage yourself today, lift yourself up today, and I hope to see y'all back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.